Let's do a little bit of review about what generates UBTI before Kyle and I get into the case studies on corporate sponsorships, cause-related marketing, and the like. So this may be review for most of you, but unrelated trade or unrelated business taxable income has three elements. First, you got to have a trade or business. Second, it's got to be regularly carried on. And third, and most importantly, that trade or business that's regularly carried on cannot be substantially related to your exempt purpose. If you've heard me speak on this, you've heard me say this before, the policy behind this law, which came into place in 1950, was that lobbyists wanted to eliminate unfair competition by having nonprofits play in the commercial space. In particular, NYU was manufacturing pasta. They'd acquired, or a donor had given to them, Kyle, correct me where I go wrong, a pasta manufacturing company, and the Skinner Macaroni, which is a commercial enterprise, didn't like it, lobbied Congress hard, and then in 1950, you have the adoption of the UBTI rules. So we're going to go through element by element, and we're going to get flippant back and forth between the slides because it's 4:30. I usually get tired, so maybe if with us going back and forth, it'll keep you guys awake.
Yeah, and feel free, if you have any questions, make your way towards the mic or ask it, and we'll repeat the question for the recording, so don't have to wait to the end. I guess the first requirement that you mentioned was that we have a trade or business. So what is a trade or business? You know, I guess if you go to the Internal Revenue Code, there is a definition for trade or business. It's in Section 7701, and it says a trade or business includes the performance of the functions of public office. That's all they say. So that's not really helpful. So the general sense is a trade or business, as defined in Section 162, would be an activity carried on for profit, selling goods or merchandise.